God bless you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the show today. And hopefully we can leave a word that will make a difference in the thinking and the process and the way we treat each other. That's our plan today. God bless you. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to via the technology that is available to us, to share a word with the people, whether they're in their automobile or whether they're at home or just wherever they are, that they may know for sure that you're God, and without you, we can do nothing. Bless us now, and I ask a special blessing on me as I deliver the word. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and I am glad to be on the show, The Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, on KRAJ 100.9 FM, right here in the Antelope Valley, and I'm thankful for it. A prepared place for a prepared people. Come with me to the book of John. Chapter 14, starting with verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither you goest, so how can we know the way? And Jesus cleared that up for him in verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. And I'm going to ask you to skip over with us, and we're going to look at verse 15. Listen what Jesus said, and we'll show you how that ties in. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray to Father that he'll give you another comforter, that he may abide with you, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwell with you and shall be in you. Now, I spoke the other night to a large group of people, and I said, I'm not sure how you believe. I cannot tell anybody how to think. I can only say what I believe to be true. You know, I was sitting down the other day and I was thinking, our planetary system, I believe, has 9 planets in our solar system. And they say that we do not know the number of planetary systems in the entire world. They are still counting and still learning more and more about it. So the question, the logical question would come up is, if we're talking about a prepared place, and we're talking about a prepared people, what people is it? What happened to all those other planets? Are there other people somewhere else? Oh my God, your mind can go wild into the business of trying to figure out what all of this is about. But ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, there's none of us can figure out who and what God is all about. You either believe or you don't believe. There's a 15th century philosopher, René Descartes, who was in a discussion really with himself and trying to prove to others that he knew what was going on, and he began to try to figure out if he could prove to them that the existence of God and who created him. And he made a statement and stopped there, and he said, "I think, therefore, I am." All right. Now, I went through all of that rigmarole to hopefully disturb your thought process, because I'd like for you to take a trip, a mental trip with me, and ask yourself a question: where are you? What do you think? What do you really think? What do you really believe that you're willing to put your life on the line that this is true? And brothers and sisters, it took me a while to do that. I was all overseas and everywhere else before I could really conclude. And even though I was teaching Sunday school when I was about, oh, probably 14 years old, teaching Sunday school, teaching adults in my church, the New Zion Baptist Church, in a little place called Olive Branch, Mississippi, just out of Memphis. So all of these things coming into our mind can confuse you, and Satan would be happy to have us be confused. But I've concluded through all of my studying and all of the thinking that I could do. And when I got through thinking, got through researching, got through reading everything I could find, talking to everybody I could talk to, I still concluded that I don't know anything except what I believe. So I've made up my mind, and I'm willing to die with that. And that is that I believe that there is a prepared place, and there has to be a particular kind of people who will reside in that place. Now, chapter 14 of John, Jesus was trying to get his disciples ready so that when he got ready to leave, that they would recognize the fact that he might have been gone out of his body. They could not touch him anymore. But he was going to still be with him through the Spirit. Now, notice what he said. Let not, talking to his disciples, and I find that to be for me as well, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. That's this place we're talking about. If it were not so, I would have told you. That's verse 2. Verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing we do know. Let me refer to something that just happened, I think, here. It started in July. A good friend of mine that we were in Korea together, and he taught me how to play football. I went to Tennessee State, got a football scholarship and all of that, all because of Billy Gray that I met in Korea. Now, Billy was about 3 years older than me, and I think I've shared this with you before. But Billy passed away in July. So I went back to Chicago in July this year and did a part of the eulogy for Billy. Now watch this. Come back home and then about at the end of July until over in August, did seven more funerals. in about 5 to 6 weeks, 7 more funerals. And brothers and sisters, they were not all old folks. Billy was old. He was 88 or 89, and I'm 86 at this point. They were not all old, which means it's not just old folks that are leaving up out of here. So I began to say, now, all right. And people say, some of them saying, well, we'll see you again, and this, that, and the other. And how do we know that? How do I know that? The only thing that makes me know that is that I believe the Word of God, and I believe it from cover to cover, the King James Version. So since I believe it, I can be able to make a thorough statement and say, I'll see Billy again, because I believe that he knew the Lord before he left here. Now, speaking of funerals, coming up on the 21st of this month, September, I'll be in Fresno, California, and a gentleman, because I think I call him Chump all the time, and he called me Chump. Chump passed away, and Chump was about 3 years or so younger than me, and I'll be doing his services. Then I got to thinking about my sisters and brothers. I'm the oldest of 5 kids. All 4 of the others are gone. So all of these things can run through my mind. And if it had, up until I was about 22 or 23, it could have disturbed me. But after that, and I made a decision, as Descartes did, that I know for sure that I will see them again, because the Bible says that there's a prepared place for a prepared people. And listen, he didn't say there, I'm going to prepare 2 places. He said there's a prepared place for a prepared people. Now we have to go into what is it that we really mean when we're talking about a prepared people. Well, the first step that we got to recognize, the fact is that the Lord himself is the only one that can prepare us. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to take a walk with me to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. And let's look at the first few verses there in chapter 3. We're talking about the prepared people now. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. What are you saying, preacher? Glad you asked. Glad you asked. That's what we have to do to be prepared, be that prepared people, to be in that prepared place, be in that prepared place. You got to be born again. What do you mean, be born again? Nicodemus asked the question, said, can I enter into my mama? And come again? Jesus says, you're a ruler of the Jews. You ought to know better than that. But there has to be a change in your thought process. Now, look at verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And so God is not trying to do something to us. He's trying to do something for us and through us. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, this thing ain't no joke. And I guarantee you, well, how are you going to guarantee anything, Henry? Because you ain't been to heaven, but Jesus has. He's there. and he was here, and he prepared a place for me, and he said he's coming back, and I'm so stuck and fixed, and I will die with this. Someday, whatever the day the Lord called me, I'm going home on the premises that I'm going to that prepared place that the Lord Jesus has gone and prepared for me, that he did that on Calvary, took my past sin, my present sin, and my future sin, and died for them that I might have eternal life. And all I have to do, brothers and sisters, is to believe in the finished work that he did on Calvary. And if you can believe that and trust that, he is able to save you and make you one of those people who is a prepared person to be in that prepared place. I'm looking forward to it. Well, somebody say, Henry, are you trying to hurry up and die? No. I know that there's a prepared place for me, and it's set up that I might be able to be there. But right now, my mission is to get everyone saved that I can get saved. Now, come with me to the book of Romans. We're still looking at how you get prepared. I'm going to take you to Romans chapter 12. Listen what it says. Verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Okay, that's good. But he didn't stop there. Listen at verse 2. And be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Guess what that person looks like? A prepared person for a prepared place. I'm excited about this. And I'm hoping today that as we get ready to close this message in the next couple of minutes, that you will give some real thought, if you haven't already. Give some real thought to what this thing is all about. I look at, and I know I meddle off into maybe some of your politics. I don't know what you believe about our political status right now, but it certainly doesn't look good to me, because I believe one thing, and I shared this at the White House 2 years ago when I spoke to the Vice President Pence. I said to him, Mr. Pence, I believe that I've heard you on the TV saying that you believe in God, you believe in Jesus, and you believe in heaven, you believe in hell, and you believe in what is good, and you believe in what is right. So if you do, then here in the White House, I believe ought to be an example for every other house in the United States. Do you believe that, Mr. Pence? And he looked across. There was one person sitting between me and him, and he thought for a second. He said, yes, I do. I said, well, all right. And then he looks at me and he says, well, pray for me. And ladies and gentlemen, he shouldn't have done that, because I reached right across whoever was sitting between me and him, and grabbed him by the hand and began to pray. And as I prayed for him, he received it and he told me, thank you. And I hope and pray that he will do everything he can to make a difference in the White House from where it has looked like it's headed. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for hearing me, and I come right now to pray for you. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to give this word, and I ask you to bless every person who heard it, and cause them to be prepared for this beautiful place that you have prepared for us, for all of those of us who will believe in what Jesus did. You're going to bring us someday to this place, this beautiful place, where we will be with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and in your presence. I can't wait to express myself in some kind of way, and I don't know what the opportunity will be, but I believe that I'll have an opportunity to worship you forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.